Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah Radio, Yahuwah Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, the Deep Dark Sands of the Bible. And it is a mystery. And we're going to have to make a little adjustment on the message that was left on the six anointed camps answer machine. So we will have to make a little adjustment, but it most likely it will tie in spirit led through Yahuwah. So we'll make a little slight adjustment, and that's why it tells you in Thomas, when verse 3, when you know who you are, when you don't know who you are, then you're in providence. But when you finally figure out who you really are, and that's when it will be removed. See, a lot of statements can be made, and we're going to make a little slight adjustment after we let the six anointed camps hear the answer machine, what they got on the answer machine. Let them hear it, because that's why we keep saying that they're going to have to organize big time in a hurry, because these questions have to be expounded on more perfectly. So we're going to play the message on the answer machine shortly. All right, and that's why we say in that black book, you'll have to hook up and stay abreast those that's in that black book of the 12. And we'll get it a little bit later. But let's see who gonna be on stage for tonight's episode while we try to gather our thoughts and how to deal with once we pray the message off the answer machine. Let's see, can we, first of all, see who will be on stage. Well, Phil, put no surprises on, and we will cut you off. It's your radio station. You do what you want. All right, let's go see who will be on stage for tonight's episode. Tape number 3. This is 3. Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, the Deep Dark Sands of the Bible. Deep Dark Sands. You know, there's a lot of deep dark sands. And you know the reason why? There's so many deep dark sands because they haven't never been taught on as the magnitude that the six anointed camps going to bring out. And that's why we have to step it up. No doubt about it. Let's see if we'll be on stage for a nice episode. Tape number 3. Let's see. Oh, the young lion ready to go. Let's see if he's ready to go in grand style. So we meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say. Young lion, Yahweh Yahdah Judah. Yahweh BJC right.
Yahweh bless you there. Dear Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, young lion. You know, they say that a lot of times that we just don't have time to answer the answer machine, and they leave all type of messages on that machine. But like I said again, you know, it's an old saying, you can't be in 2-3 places at the same time. But one thing about it, we know clearly that sooner or later, to come back, what's going on in today's society, it's going to fall right on the foot of Voices of the True Israelites, and that's why it's very important for the Voices of the True Israelites to recognize when somebody asking for help, reaching out for help, wants to do some things. And so we got so many messages on this machine that we want to play some of them. And, and the 12 will be able to dissect it. And we're going to drop a few scriptures down if the Spirit give us utterance on it. So we're going to put some scriptures together after we hear it, but we all want to hear it together. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see a little bit later. Let's see what we'll find. What's going to be on stage on the opening of tape number 3? All right, Mother E. Let's see. Look, see. Look, I'm about one thing. I'm about this ministry, and whatever part I got to do, I'm ready to go. So you always can count me in because I'm ready to go. It was about some dub fans, Yahuwah. And that's what it's all about. But like I said again, the foxtail hell been lit and the curtain hell went up. All we got to do now is organize and watch this thing unfold. And we'll get it shortly. After we're going to lay a little foundation down. Then we'll get at it. So, Mother E, Travel Yacht God Judah. Yahuwah BJSC Radio.
Yahuwah bless you, see it, Israel. I see you, bro. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother E. All right, Mother E. Oh, Mother E, son, she ready to go, and that's a great thing. We know Mother Z. It says death. She says, look, see here. Now, you got me already worked up. Now, I want to hit me something. You know, it's amazing. And she'll give a commentary a little bit later on what she hearing. And I just, I walked in and I'm hearing some things, but I want to sit the stage down a little bit. I'm gonna wait a couple more minutes to some more of the six anointed camps to come in the room, because they put too much pressure on to remind them, you know, to wake up, you know. So I wait a couple minutes. I drop a few verses down to peak, like I said, wet your beak. Then we'll kind of get at it. We'll get it shortly. So, young line, we're going to make a little adjustment, but we're going to need all the help we can get. We don't know how they're going. But how about we start with Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on in Luke 12, verse 12.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And I believe that, young man. I believe the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. See, the righteous spirit, but, you know, young man, one thing we do know that this ministry right here will be the ministry to get the job done. And but in the same token, we'll get the job, like I told one of the young minds, I said, you know, I don't know what 12 is going to be, but I know one thing is going to happen. Now, I can't tell you what 12 is going to be. But one thing we do know, everything written, once the number gets 12 on one accord, that everybody's prepared to do the Bible, and when they can hear something, they have a discernment to see right through something based upon experience of a world or through their mama, daddy, through the pages of the book. Now, once you're able to see this thing from through the pages of the book, that's why then you know you're working on something. So I want to open up before we play the message off the answer machine. I want to just look at Acts chapter 18, verse 26 and 28. Let me get a little warmed up first. Now, before you read that, back up and give me Acts chapter 16, verse 9 and 17. Let me try that first there, young lion. Let me open up in Acts chapter 16, verse 9 and 17. What that sound like, young lion? Acts chapter 16, 9 and 17. I found a verdict. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 9 and verse 17. The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 9, read. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Verse 17. The same followed Paul in us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High Yahweh, which showed to us the way of salvation.
He said, Paul, come over and help us, Paul. Because they knew, and the world do know. These are the servants of Yahweh. That's a big talk with them. And because these servants of Yahweh in 17 verse 6, young line, let's talk about it in 17 verse 6. Now, what is the duties of the servants of Yahweh? What is the duties of the servants of Yahweh?
Okay. Going over to Acts chapter 17, picking up verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come here also.
Mm-hmm. He said, these, we ain't got no name on nobody, but these have turned the world upside down. He said, they are the servants of Yahweh, and these have turned the world upside down. That's what he says. We ain't got no name on nobody, but what we do know, these have turned the world upside down. Because they were to come among you, and they can discern what you own by the tone of your conversation from scratch. Ain't got to be no long, drawed-out insight. Fill me your mouth up. They both know what you own, where you're going, and know the end of it, let you go ahead and bump your gums. And that's the game changer right there. So don't just sit down and speak to mind. You know exactly. And let them come up on some air. Then you go read the book and take care of some business. Now, what that supposed to mean? We run to Acts chapter 18, verse 26 and 28. There, young man. We're going to Acts. Chapter 18, verse 26 and 28.
The book of Acts, chapter 18. We want verse 26 and we want verse 28. The book of Acts, chapter 26, reads, and he begins to speak boldly in the temple, whom when Aquila and Priscilla heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfect. Verse 28. For he mightily conceived the Yada Judah, and that publicly showing by the scriptures that Yahweh the Son was Yahweh.
So we have those that I hear making statements, but what they not doing, they not expounding on this thing perfectly. We know what they are on, but they not doing it perfectly, because if you do it purposely, then you be able to, Hey, Mother E, In the book of Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, Mother E, one of the most out of camp ones, Mother E, in Jeremiah 23, can you help the old seer out in the verse there, Mother, Jeremiah 23? And we're talking about the peoples of the world. And they call pastors, deacons, self-made leaders. They got all type of words in here, but one word is not there. Remember one thing. A seer's job is to show you the way. But a pastor, a shepherd, leader, bishop, you know, they'll be all over the place in 21. So, Mother, we're looking forward for you to see right through verse 21 and get me verse 22. And then we get back to our storyline. So, in verse 21, what do it say? And verse 22.
Verse 21, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21 and verse 22. I have not sent these pastors, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they
prophesy.
Yet they prophesy. Verse 22. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doing.
So what they saying there, Mother, if those that publicly speaking today, they basically all over the place. But if they were still in Voices of the True Israelite Council, 12 out of all six tribes, 12 out of all six tribes, that's on one accord. And that statement is based upon 4:17 in the book of Romans, their mother. Hey, Mother E, that statement is based upon Romans 4:17. Let's see what Romans 4:17 says, Mother E.
Okay. Romans 4:17. Acts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look at Romans.
See what we're doing, Mother. Mother E, what we're doing, we really just kind of laying a little foundation down, because we're waiting on some more, and see, we're going to put so much pressure on the ones of the 12 out of camp one, and the other tribes, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they already got their numbers up very high, no doubt about it. But see, I'm trying to hold on a little bit for some more of your colleagues out of camp one to kind of get in, because they got to step it up because of the anointing oil on them. And so we're trying to hold off a little bit. But we got plenty of time to lay the foundation. Then we'll get off into it. You know, then we'll play the message on the house machine. But see, we've been laid the foundation, but then you have to go all over with it again about the foundation, because that's the way it is. So what you reading there, Mother E?
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
It is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he is even Yahweh, who quickened the dead and called those things which are not as though they were.
So we calling a solid hand 12, although they not, but we know they will be, because sooner or later, the 12 the 7 out of 12, or 9 out of 12, will come together and say, listen, 3 of you is not up to snuff. Now, is you with this, or are you just, you know, killing along? What is it with you? Because one thing about it, the next move will not be made until 12 have one consensus. Because, see, what happened, the reason why we say that, Brother Micaiah, see, the reason why we say that in Acts chapter 1 is the reason why we say what we say. In Acts chapter 1, can you look at verse 13 for me? Then look at 15 and verse 26. Can you those see out in Acts chapter 1, verse number 13, 15, and 26? What did it say there, young lion? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 13, 15, and verse 26. Verse 13 reads, and when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter, 1, and James, 2, and John, 3, and Andrew, 4, Philip, 5, Thomas, 6, Bartholomew, 7, and Matthew, number 8, James, the son of Alphaeus, number 9, and Simeon, Zealot, number 10, and Judas, the brother of James, number 11. Verse number 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the followers and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Verse 26. And they gave forth their lot, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
Mm-hmm. See that? So now, so they was back whole again. They was back whole again. See, they wasn't whole at 11. And the same thing we trying to tell you, Campbell, you're not whole with 9 out of 12. You're only going to be whole when 12 mm-hmm. out of 12 is on the same page. So you, so they wasn't ready. So the 11 was on point, but they had one thing to keep in line up with Scripture. It got to be 12 on point. And then the 12 must be Brother Micaiah, 4 verse 9 of Genesis. See, and then 4 verse 9, Genesis kicks in. What does it say?
Going over to the book of Genesis. We're going to pick it up at chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 9. The book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 9 reads, and Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
You see? And that same thing, 12 will be understand that when it's time for Yahweh's business, any decision, we supposed to know, well, where is the other 9? Where is the other 7? Because the decision would never be right until you 12 and 0 making one decision. Mother E, give me Philippians 2 verse 2 there, Mother E. So Philippians 2 verse 2, so sometimes things being a delay because Philippians saying the Bible way is Philippians 2 verse 2.
Okay.
Or in the same token, well, hold on, Mother, let Osea get in there for a minute. In the same token, that means that when you see a delay, then the ones that is not in delay have to find out, according to they black book, what you own. What you own, huh? What you own. Because it cannot be made biblically unless it's a 12-0 decision on the same thing. But it's your job to tell you exactly what's going on, how it's going on, and what is going on. But you have to really want to apply it. See, Moses was given to be the Yahweh of the priesthood of Israel. And Almighty appointed Aaron to be the seer, and Aaron to be the elders to get to the fathers and the peoples and the mothers and the children. So it's a protocol at this thing here. And once we enter protocol, you look for the blessing. But until you get in the protocol, you will not receive the blessing. Don't Jacob, one thing about it, he ain't going to break his word. If you want Yahuwah's blessing, you got to do Yahuwah's will. And the last thing you must be making is excuses. Because if you got the anointed oil on you, that's a price. And it made it plain. Hey, Marie, it made it plain, Mother, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. Hey, Marie, it made it real plain in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. Let's see what it say there, Mother. Because here's the point we're making. But let me get in there first. Because the ones that of that body, they supposed to be kind of delayed. They supposed to be in a hurry trying to get into one and say, hey, break me up on what we own. Because we know every day is something different. Every day, because we coming to the close of this thing. So that means that you have to watch the ones in that body of that 12, make the call to those that was more perfectly with understanding. Hey, what part did I miss? They will be want to know what part they missed in you.
Hallelujah.
Brush them up on their feet. But if they drag their feet and you got to keep on reminding them of what they own, that means the one that's on some have to call that meeting. So look here. Hey, what you own? 9, 10, 11, 12, what you own? You ain't on this. You slowing this thing down. So that's where you have the 120 cents to the side. Take care of that business. Got it? Good. All right. Got it? Good. What's your name, Mother?
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19.
Yeah, what it say?
Mm-hmm. But knowest you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own. Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which is Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you're not your own. And can you help me out in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, there, Mother? In Romans 12, verse 2 and 3, can you help those see out there, Mother E? Help those see out in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Romans chapter 12, verses 2 and verse 3. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I said, though this grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think sober, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith, the covenant.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's why we got to be, Mother. We have to understand that we have to be tied to the hip with the anointed 12 out of every camp. You got to be tied to the hip. You got to be tied to the hip. And if they miss something, they supposed to be blazing that they black book trying to see what they miss so they can make sure they are abreast when a time appointed. Because you got a lot of them out here making statements, but they're not making it more perfectly. They're not making it perfectly, and they leave wiggle room for other nations to come and to they be in arena with you, which is really not a arena. I mean, this really is an open and shut case.
Hallelujah.
Once you know who you are, see, this really is an open and shut case.
Hallelujah.
And you got some, they crying out, you know, they making statements, they funding all around, and a couple of questions were based upon, can you put a lesson together on it, on what you heard, so we can combat the movement that's going on right now, because a lot of things is at an uproar. I said, well, what I can do is I'm going to throw it out there to the 12, and the 12 going to analyze the things as is, but we're going to make sure they up the snuff, but the 12 got to be they got to be off the milk. Because, see, the reason why you got so many comebacks is because the world is on the milk. And ain't but one ministry that can really entertain this thing with no problem. And that is the six anointed camps of Voices of a True Israelite. So we have to. We talking in some perspective of Romans 4:17. So that's what we really are speaking from of 4:17 of Romans. See, because we clear that 3 down to verse 15. Can you help those see out in Thessalonians chapter 3? Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We just going to walk this down, and we know the right side of is packed jam. But, you know, he made it plainly in Micah 3:1. Hey, say, hey, Israel, you supposed to know judgment. So if you got a people supposed to know judgment, then they supposed to be knowing judgment. But you're only going to know judgment the same way Peter, the 11, was already showed up, and they knew they had a situation on the table. As well, you know, what a situation we got now. We really can't make it until we do it according to Scripture and put it with 12. Now we can make a decision, but no problem. We couldn't make no 11 knowing it'll be 12. See, if you want Yahweh to be in it, you make it according to the Bible. Then there's no doubt. Yahweh will be with you if you do it according to the Bible. It's no weapon, 54:17 is formed against you, come prosper. But you got to do it the way the man got it written. And that's the point we're trying to make. We got to do this according to as it's written. There won't be nothing to delay you from getting to where you got to get to. You got it? Good. Keep that in your mind. So what we're reading here, whatever I said, you're on the clock there. You're on
the line. Come on. Hey, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 3 down to 15. The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3 down to 15. Verse 3 reads, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worshipped, so that he, as Yahweh, sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Verse 5, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7. For the mystery of sin do already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, they receive not the love of the truth, and they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12. That they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Verse 15. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Yahweh, because Yahweh has, for the beginning, from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Verse 14. Whereunto he called you by our covenant to the obtaining of the honor of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 15. Therefore, brother, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
And what that mean there, young man, Acts 21:18, what all that mean, you don't say it? What all that mean? 18 because the answer is in 24 and you're going to lose. Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 14, verse 18 and 24. What did I say there, young lion?
The book of Luke chapter 14, verse 14, 18, and 24. Book of Luke chapter 14, verse 14.
Hold on, young man. Hold on there, young man. All I want is Luke chapter 14. I want verse 18 and 24. That's all I want out of this segment right here, there, young man. What do that say right there?
Okay, the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 18 and verse 24. Book of Luke chapter 14.
Hold on a minute, young man. What happened to my Acts 21:18? What happened to that? Did we read it already?
No, sir. No.
Give me that 21:18 again there, young man, because I don't remember getting me a big belly full of it yet. 21:18. I can't recall getting a big belly full of 21:18. But see, like I said again, see, like Big Cat said, he said, we knew sooner or later he gonna run out and leave that gate, that little sliding door down, and then we're gonna find out how much talk you got when they drive off, and now I can put my hands on you. And that same thing going on. So you got a lot of talking going on out here. And they really is stuck, but the one that's doing all the talking, they do a lot of things. They just crucify you, and they be lying like a rug on you. That's why you got to pull brothers aside and sisters aside more perfectly and get them together, because they on point, but all other people can tell that you ain't got it more perfectly. So what they saying now, wasn't it? Now you listen to this seer and the sixth anointed camp. You look at this and you tell me, what do you hear a person want help, or they have cock learning, basically is they saying, and how do they leave so much wiggling room? So I'm hearing all this good stuff. I said, well, you know. So Acts 2:18, what it say?
Yeah. The book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders was present.
Yeah, and what was and when it was decision to make, how many was present?
All the elders were present.
You see that, Sierra? So you see this thing? So this thing about no 10 and 2, 6 and 6. No. All got to be present. But if you want Yahweh to intervene. And that is to call the moving force. All got to be a prophet. All 12 out of all 6 camps must be trying to make a decision. It comes out 12-1 on one accord, one mind. Then guess what? Yahweh got from there. He said, look here, if you line up with my Bible, I got to make my move. If you're doing book. Because it was a problem because it was 11. And they said, well, listen, you can't make no decision with no 11. That one that's missing is just as important as all 12 is missing. It ain't going to work until 12 to 11 came together and hooked up the 12 and got the, and then the 12 was ready. Then Yahweh did some things for that point. Hey, mother, then Yahweh did something. See, I'm sure what Yahweh did. All I want just a little bit of it, mother, in the 10th chapter of Matthew. All I want me a little bit. I just want to know what Yahweh did. once they was all, what did Yahweh do in 10 verse 1 that we can read? In Matthew 10 verse 1, mother, what did they do that we can read?
Book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 followers, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
So the Almighty came to how many of Mother Court we can read? So Yahweh didn't make no move until when? And what did he do? What did Yahweh do that we can read? What did he do? According to 10 verse 1 that we can read. What happened to that mother?
And when he had called unto him his 12 followers, his 12 followers.
Then what happened next?
He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast out them, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness.
No, he gave nine that power. Right, mother?
He gives 12 that power.
No, he gave 9 that power.
It says 12.
Is that what it says? Well, that's just the way it is. And that's exactly the way it is. So now you plainly knowing how it's going to work. He didn't make no move until 12 was there, but he gave all 12 the power to take care of his business. So if you don't know what Yahweh is doing today, look at how he set it up yesterday. So since the 12, he said, and when he have called unto him, his 12 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. You see? So now we're looking at it, mother. We're looking at it real carefully. Not giving that Luke chapter 14, verse 18 and 24 there, young man.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 18 and verse 24. The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 18, read. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I...
Wait a minute, hold on there, young man. All we want with is two verses, verse 18 and 24. So we find out so far that some of them made, what again, Marie, what did some of them do? What did some of them make?
Excuses.
Thank you, Mother Z. They made excuses. But their excuses going to run out with the anointing oil on them, and Yahweh going to tell them what. One day up the road, he's going to tell the one that making excuses what? In verse 24.
The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 24. 24 reads, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
You see that what happened? So you see how time going to run out on you? See, time going to run out on you. See, that's what got to be told to the bodies of every camp. Listen, time gonna run out. Your time, according to St. John 7:6, is always. Don't let your time run out. Huh? Don't let your time run out. Your time can run out. You never know when it's effective. So don't let the time run out. Because you got to be prepared. You cannot be. Well, what's happening? You got to know what's happening. Okay, you got to know what's happening because you've been anointed to know what's happening, and you cannot have excuses that what's happening. You can't have excuses. So you just got to be told body. Listen, we got a job to do. Yahweh ain't coming in on 9 until it is 12 and 0. Then the 12 and 0 have to be on the same page. That means the 12 and 0, they rehearse the righteous act. They prepared to make a rightful decision. You have new milks coming in, and any other 12 can take them back into the gold room and sit them down and put some book on them, you know. And if you got a week at one of the 12, come back and with you to put some book on them. And then you know that the 12 is present. And then you're able to put some book on them and get them up to speed. That's when Yahweh starts seeing what he got written in his book. See, Yahweh only watching this book. He ain't watching the tone or nothing. The Nim Spirit watching you, but Yahweh watching everybody from the pages of the book. Because, see, there's a lot of uproar going on because it's a people that want somebody to accept them as being something that they not. And the people that got their mouth going, and they not, there's a whole lot of things going on. But you believe he's had a movie come on a long time ago, a talk show. I know what a talk show. I might be saying it wrong. He tell the truth. You know, they have three people that would sit there, and they'll know the real guy, his whole identity. And the one that, and they'd be able to convince that they are the one, and they say, will the real one stand up? And then all of a sudden you said, oh, my goodness, I thought this was the real one. No. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on right now. But only the real one going to stand up, they're going to have to be taken to the side to expound with the one that's trying to speak. They might mean well. They might mean well. But you got to know when they're crying out for help, don't have it right. So Aquila and Priscilla heard the brother talking good. We read it already. But they said, we know he's talking good. He's talking bold. He's talking loud. But he ain't got it. He ain't got that it. He done heard something, but he needs to be taken to the side and be taught with more perfectly. So that's where we come in at, and that takes me to the answer machine that we want to turn the answer machine on, but we try to stall a little bit. But we see now we're not going to be able to stall a little bit no more. So now we'll turn the answer machine on, and maybe when you get your other colleagues together, then you go back over to Alpha Chain, your fat, see? Because, you know, exactly what's going on. And that's why you got to know who labor among you. And remember one thing, Yahweh ain't going to make it 80. He ain't making no decisions until he see the 12 on one accord and they off the milk. They can make a decision with no problem. Because whatever said, all of them understand what's going to be said. They better look at their 12 and say, look at take that that brother and sister back to the blue room, I mean to the gold room, and expound on them more perfectly. That's what we're saying, see, right here. So now, we don't say it enough. And we don't say it enough. So now let's play the message on the answer machine and see exactly what's going on the answer machine. Now, let's see what's going on.
I feel like Black Lives Matter is like a warm water, a hot shower, and White Lives Matter is a cold shower. The funny thing about woke culture is like, woke culture is not really woke like that. A lot of times people, they would rather just exist inside of the pain of a lie than deal with the harsh realities of the truth. But for this person, look at like, JFK, how many documented we are a sophisticated people that have to look in and be willing to challenge things, not just take what the media has fed us. The interview we had was amazing, and the exact people who sent people on the street for Black Lives Matter were able to derail the interview and a lot of the ideas just based off the main comment. The I'm sorry, I was distracted by these people honking over here. With Nori, Nori is my brother. He's under a lot of pressure. If you look at the first thing it says, Nori does the interview with Rosenberg. Well, what's the exact thing I was saying? I said the Jewish media controls so many things. It's not all the Jewish people, but there's specifically Jewish people, the media that are in power that try to they fought the black voice, but they haven't been able to buy my voice. So instead, they blackball me. They threaten people to not interview me. They threaten people to get away from me. If you come to Rizzi and Unprof, they closed down my stadium. Love you too, family. Love you too. You said thinking, right? Appreciate you. Yes. They've done all this stuff for years, messing with me, just like poking at me, like calling me out my name. My name is Ye. Anytime they say Kanye West, I change my name. It's like Cassius Clay to Ali. You respect me as a man, as an American, that my name is Ye, that I have the right to choose what my name is. So when media does that, it's already disrespected. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. You know, $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. The media does that, it's already disrespected. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. You know, what I got from the documentary, from the Candace Owens documentary, was I felt like it was a setup. I felt that in the documentary, if you look at it, he told his roommates they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. Well, who is that? I'm going to pose that as a question as opposed to, you know, giving you some kind of theory that I can't pinpoint. And this idea of these martyrs that we have, it's 14 kids are dying in Chicago every single day. And they have this Jewish media, black media, trauma culture, trauma economy, the stuff that Charlemagne the God works for, the stuff that Rosenberg works for, the stuff that academics, the guys, the academics. You got to understand, all these people that y'all listening to out here, I'm going to tell y'all, they getting their checks cut. You know, and y'all, I need y'all to really respect what I'm doing, the stuff that I'm doing that I'm saying online. And love the fact, look, I got money, I got my song, I could go off and just go to, you know, Hawaii and live a nice life. That means that God has called me to sacrifice all of that in order to bring the truth. That's what I'm saying. They don't cut my check. You listen to people that's getting their check cut by Jewish media. George Soros, come and meet with me directly. I told you, you ain't going to send none of these people that you usually send. Charlamagne, we know all the names. Nori is a good guy. Like he said, he called me this morning. He said, maybe politics is a little bit too much for me. Everybody back up off of Nori. This is like he was giving a platform, right, which no one does. There's no free thought anymore. I give you one last bar before I get on this flight. And in order for us to evolve, we have to work forward. The left leg moving forward is the idea. The right leg moving forward is the actualization. I like the word actualization. need to be realized. We need the idea. We need to be realized. Right now, the thought police have us crawling. We have stopped evolving. We have to fight for free thought, to say how we feel and act upon that.
You studied your history, and you did not take over this country by saying racial overcrowding. You did not gain control of the world like you have it now by dealing fairly with a man and keeping your word. Your treaty breakers, your liars, your thieves, you raped entire continents and races of people. People don't have any confidence or trust in the law as a farce, and we see it every day. You demonstrated it in Alabama. And I can say you, because you're part of the whole system. You profit from it. In fact, you make your living from it. You can walk around and talk to people. Stand up in your pulpit on Sunday and preach an isolated song and say, now we're going to give thanks to the Lord for he is good and old Jesus be among us. As far as we're concerned, your Jesus is contaminated just like your
Hallelujah. Well,
when we shall overcome, you did not gain control of the world like you have it now by dealing fairly with a man and keeping your word. Your treaty breakers, your liars, your thieves, you rape the entire continents and races of people. Then you wonder why these very people don't have any confidence or trust in you. Your religion means nothing. Your law is a farce, and we see it every day. You demonstrated it in Alabama. And I can say you, because you're part of the whole system, you profit from it. In fact, you make your living from it. You can walk around and talk to people, stand up in your pulpit on Sunday and preach an isolated song and say, now we're going to give thanks to the Lord for he is good and old Jesus be among us. As far as we're concerned, your Jesus is contaminated, just like everything else you tried to force upon us is contaminated. So you can have it.
U.S. rapper Kanye West threatens Jews in Twitter post. Appropriating Jewish identity is taken from the Black Hebrew Israelite cult and Black supremacist who believe that Africans are the real descendants of the biblical Israelites and are thus the real Jews we are, while actual Jews are considered fake Jews.
DEFCON 2, CC Jews. We know about DEFCON 3, DEFCON. You know, doing DEFCON anything. But the Jews, we know about that. DEFCON 5, 6 million. We know all about it.
All right. So, it's amazing now we not give out no name, we'll on the whosoever that here don't call us out, but we want you to hear this message and we better get back and understand that the propaganda, but we don't have the proper scriptures to combat the propaganda. So if any way that you can drop some scriptures down to help us understand how a people is able to do so much and still doing it, because one thing about it, until you recognize who's who, what can I say behind that? All I can say behind that is one thing. Until you know who you are and the cold words that they use, as long as you combat the cold words that they use, they know they still can put the propaganda on you. But Brother Micaiah, it made a statement in Numbers 15:15-16. Say out in Numbers 15:15-16. What did it say there, young man?
Heading over to the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15, and verse 16. The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15, reads, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourn among you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the strangers be before Yahuwah. Verse 16. One law and one master shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
And what is he saying? He's saying, listen, you cannot entertain them or react back to them if you know who you are. As long as you think that you are, well, they
are the Jewish people and you are the Jew and all that, you always going to be in disembodied. See, we can take you aside and show you more perfectly that you're not the Jew-ish and you're not the Jew. You are the biblical Israel, the Israelite. And that's what you got to step on. And once you stand on that, on one accord, then you ain't got no wiggle room because they can be whatever they want to be by you knowing who you are. So we know that the billionaire that's over $11 million need help, and he got a lot of zeal, but he needs to be taken to the side now. But maybe he reaching out for help. I don't know. That's why I say the 12 got on the stand. Is he reaching out for help? Because he stepping out there, but he needs to be pulled to the side to understand more perfect who you really are and who they really are. And that's where we come in at. So we appreciate the message. But in the same token, it's some information that you have to know. Because, see, you can, you know, I'm the richest black man in the world, okay? Well, no, not so. You might be the richest black man in the world now, but the richest black man in the world is in the Bible. The richest black man is in the Bible. So I'm the richest black man. Okay, good, but see, that don't move the needle when you understand the word of Yahweh. Now, Brother Micaiah in Second Chronicles. Now, you might mean well. I mean, I don't know, but we know one thing, that it have reached the sixth anointed camp door, and we can give you what to work with, but never say what we have heard so far. We'll go over a little bit more later, but never say it because the Bible says. Let's see what Yahweh said. We're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Let's see what he says. And first, in 2 Chronicles 1, let's see what Yahweh said in 10 down to verse 12. See, that's where we come in at. See, we're not fascinated with anything but some dust says Yahweh. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, 10 down to verse 12, what it says.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verses 10 down to verse 12. Verse 10 reads, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this, your people, that is so great? Verse 11, Yahweh says to Solomon, because this was in your mind, and you have not acted rich well. For I know the life of your end, neither yet has acts long life, but has acts wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you. Verse 12, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you. Neither shall there be any after you have the life.
You see that? So, see, we don't care about that kind of speech because that's worldly speech.
We have fun.
Because long as you identify with being the true Jew and Jewish, Jews, Christian, Catholics, Baptists, Muslim, Mormons, Seventh Day Adventist. As long as you have been being the black man and the black woman, we know that you is outside of perfect understanding of who you are. And Yahweh is not gonna respond until you perfectly understanding his program. Because he'll made it plain, hey Mother E, he made it plain in 35:8. The book of Isaiah, he made it read verse 1 just to make it sound good, 1, 2, and 8. Hey, Mother Eve. In Isaiah 35, verse 1, 2, and 8, he'll make it plain on how he rolled. So how he rolled in Isaiah 35, 1, 2, and 8. How do he roll, Mother?
Look at Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1, 2, and 8. Verse 1. The wilderness and the slope place.
The wilderness and the solitary place
shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. Verse 2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The greatness of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the greatness of the Yahweh and the excellence of our Yahweh. Verse 8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of righteousness, holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those who wayfaring men and women. So food shall not ever therein.
Mm-hmm. He said, ain't no fools gonna get there.
Right.
So now, can you understand exactly who you are and your position according to the Bible? Ain't no fools gonna get to where you wanna go according to Yahweh. That's why he sent this, that's why this ministry was basically to come on the scene last. After all the good talking was on the table, this ministry is to come behind everybody. Everybody has the statement in, and this ministry called Voices of a True Israelite, Six Anointed Camps, is to come behind all the talk on the table. And now correct it all, and Yahweh have opened the door for us to correct it. That's why it came to our desk. I understand. Now, we don't know. He can mean well, but he might, like he said, you know, I give it all up. But see, we want you to give it all up for the right reason. See, don't want you to give it all up to know the purpose, but you got to make sure you have all the zeal. But you need more than zeal. Now you need the knowledge part now. Because now you know that you own the role, but now you got to be pulled to the side more perfectly about who you are and your responsibility. Because in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12 through 14, somebody else had, you know, their pockets right. You know, had their pockets right to make a final statement. But so happened somebody reached them to tell them about their pockets. See, you can have your pockets right for a purpose, and Yahweh put you in a position to do what you got to do. So here go the Bible. A person's pocket was right, and they gave a couple of excuses, but we're going to see how somebody pulled them to the side and expound on them more perfectly. That's the key right there. You hear that word? So you got to always hear the statement, then expound on them more perfectly. Let's hear some of that conversation in Esther chapter 4, verse 12 and 14. Let's hear a little bit of that conversation there, Brother Micaiah. Let's hear a little bit of it.
The book of Esther, chapter 4, verses 12 down to 14. Esther chapter 4, verse 12 reads, and they told to Mordecai, Esther word,
13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you shall escape the king's house more than all Yada Judah. Verse 14. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada Judah from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to do the kingdom, come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 12 again there, young man. See,
verse 12.
What does verse 12 say? What do verse 12 say again, young man?
Book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words.
So the same thing. They told the door of the six anointed camp, the billionaire's words. Now the billionaire, now we got to wait to get back with the billionaire, but we just don't know what to do. Well, you at the right place to learn what to do, because we clear that we have the world's message, but it ain't going to work until we in order. In the same token, that we're going to touch on this maybe the rest of this week, because you got to understand one thing, and having to understand that long as he got the mindset of him being the richest black man that ever lived, like
from before you, but today shall be a thorn in your side, and their Yahuwah shall be a snare unto you.
See, when we understand that it is told on us what not to do, then we turn right around and do it anyway. Now we can talk about how much things is going against, but they ain't going to accept that because they know for you to get where you at today, they know their hand has to be in it big time. But see, Yahweh put you in this position to be in that position. Now you're going to have to basically humble yourself and get in with the ones that got to know. Because he'll make them say some things, and they don't say it. And you don't say it. So now, we don't have to go in this book and show you that it's no accident that you in the position you're in and they in the position they in. All this right here, all to come to pass. So now it's time for you to understand that some things have to happen. Hey, Mother E, some things have to happen that we can read in make it Isaiah 25, verse 7. We just trying to play it the way the Almighty wants to play it, but we're going to zero in on this, and we got plenty more messages on them because they have a tendency to fill that whole machine up real good, and we want to play some more of it and see what we get out of that. See, we want to see what we get out of that. But one thing we do know that in Isaiah 25, verse 7, can you help me out, Mother? Hey, Marie, what does 25, verse 7 say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 7, reads, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. Verse 8.
He said, Mother, it is a blinder, it's over all nations.
Right.
Imagine you driving something real big and somebody throw a blanket over your eyes while you're driving especially. He said, that's how they make it. He said, this blinder is over all nations. So that's the point we got to understand. 6 anointed count. 12 anointed out of every count. It's a blindness that's over all nations. It's a blindness over the one that is on Crowder's brother, the billionaire. And it's a blinder on the brother that's running on zero and all over the place. So we have to show soundly the blinder until certain key things are said. And once key things are said, because the first thing we have to remove is the blinder. And what is the, and how do you move the blinder, Mother? By going to 2 Corinthians 3, 15 through 17. Now, since the blinder is there, and the blinder is fake, really, but now we want to know what is the medicine to, how we know to remove the blinder. Then we have to go back in the Bible in peace. So go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 on verse 17. Let's see, how do you first have to get back to, I got to pull the rabbit out of that, because it's clear, easy already, young lion. It's clear, according to the message on answering, it's clear that in EZRA, it's clear, let me see if I find some EZRA chapter. I need some EZRA, young lion. He said, yeah, see, remember what Mordecai told the messengers? We know you all good, but you there for a reason to make some thing happen. And what I'm looking for again now, what I said, yeah, East of EZRA.
Okay.
Where is that EZRA? Where is that EZRA at? I'm looking for someone. Could anybody that can help those here? Where is EZRA? What is close by? EZRA. What is it close by?
Before you get to Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before you get to Nehemiah. So if I find Nehemiah, I'm supposed to just back up, right, Mother?
Right.
That's right. If I find Nehemiah first, now I'm supposed to just back up. So now, what was the purpose of me going here for? It got past me now. Why was I going to Nehemiah?
He was coming from 2 Corinthians 3:15-17. That's where you coming from.
Okay, yeah, but I want to know why did I end up at EZRA? Well, maybe EZRA chapter 4, verse 15 and 18 will help us out. What is the reason why we in EZRA? Hey, young man, maybe you can tell us something in verse number 4:15 and 18. Can you have those see out there, Brother Micaiah? And EZRA chapter 4, verse 15 and 18.
Okay, the book is Ezra, EZRA, verse chapter 4, verse 15 and verse 18. Verse 15 reads, that search may be made in the book of the record of your father. So shall you find in the book of the record, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old times. For which cause was the city destroyed? Verse 18, the letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
And the same thing we're saying. The message that we have, it been sent plainly before the Sixth Anointed Council. The message is plain. And the reason why the other nations have opportunity to say what they say, then all of a sudden, see it, you know, and you figure out, see the point we making, once you understand a little bit more, that you got to say the right thing. See, if you say the right thing, but you got to get away from a lot of things you're saying now, because you got to say the right thing. That's the key right there. Because David made it plain, what got to be said. Did we read? Did you finish that, Mother? Hey, Mother, did you give me that 2 Corinthians yet?
2 Corinthians.
Did I hear that 15-17 yet?
I read. No way.
Not yet.
No. Mm-mm. No, I didn't do that.
Well, okay, all right. Okay, well, how about getting that to those CNN? We're coming back from Isaiah 25, verse 7. So I know we have to make a, because see, the message have been plainly before us. We're clear about that. We're clear. Now you want answers. We're going to give you answers. Because the only way you'll get up out of this, you out there now, because the bell is over everybody's head, and all the movers and shakers, they got their big-time propaganda working on you. But we're going to show you how to get out of what you own by saying the right thing. See, once you say the right thing and then expound on the right thing, because the door is open, because you are saying that you lay down your, but you might lay, if you lay your life down, you might lay it down for the truth. You know, and you don't need to have that. But certain things can't be said, like, I'm the richest black, you might be now, but not of all time. Nope. Solomon got that. He owed that down, but he was once upon a time ago, a man of Yahweh. So now, a lot of things that got to be pull you to the side and straighten up your talk and your walk. That's what got to be done now. You got to straighten up your talk and your walk. And that's why we say it's very important for the 12 to be able to deal with what's to come, but they can't be thumbing around on milk. They heard the machine. They know what they're saying. They're in trouble. Now they need an answer. We're going to give them out all this week. We'll give you answer all this week. It's up to you now to apply it. And 12, you got to be on one accord, ready to go, and you got to be prepared. When it happens, Yahweh ain't going to intervene until all 12 is clear out of Isaiah 25, verse 7. It is a blanket over the head of the driver of the car on the expressway. So you know exactly what's going on, and that's the word, a blanket over their head. But here's how you get the blanket off their head, and mother get ready to read it by going to 2 Corinthians chapter, whatever I said, mother, you're on the clock, come on.
2 Corinthians chapter 15, chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 17, verse 15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their head, their mind. Verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away. Verse 17. Now the Yahweh is their spirit. And where the spirit of the Yahweh is, there is liberty.
Well, the spirit of Yahweh, there's freedom, huh? But what they got to do in verse 16, mother? What they got to do in verse 16?
Okay. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away.
Oh, the veil. So the veil. That veil, that cloth over the head, but they got to do what? So while they can't turn to Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Christian, Catholic, Baptist, Muslim, Mormon, Pentecostal. That ain't going to work, is it, mother?
No.
When you turn to who?
Yahweh.
How many letters was that? How many letters was that, Mo?
Four letters.
Four letters.
Uh-huh. Four letters. So that's the game. See, Yahweh ain't gonna pay it, no, never mind. Until those that's in this position they in now, they got to turn to the four-letter man. And the only camp is teaching you about the four letters is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So don't look for him to intervene on anything. And anything you try to, you know, rouse against, you're going to lose four letters. And that's a game changer. Because when he turns the four letters, Yahweh is going to intervene. Now, we read Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Now, we want to precept that a little bit by going to Sirach, young lion. We're going to Sirach chapter 10. And remember what we read in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. We read some good stuff out of it. But we want to do a little more precepting on something. He told you about what not to do. See, he told you what not to do. Just simple as that. Let's see what Surratt said, and then we're going to find out what the consequences of it. In Surratt chapter 10, pick up verse 9. We'll read a couple of verses there, young lion. What it says we can read in Surratt chapter 10, pick up verse number 9.
Okay, the book of Surratt chapter 10, picking up at verse number 9. Verse number 9 reads, why is earth in ashes proud? There is not a more wicked thing than a covetous man. For such an one sitteth his own soul to sin, because while he liveth, he cast away his body. But sin. The physician cutteth off a long disease, and he that is today a king, tomorrow shall die. Verse 11.
Yeah. So you said, it's not wicked than a covetous man. See, if you know your purpose of what you're doing, if you know what you was created to do, it's nothing, you know, than a, read that verse again, 10 verse 9 again. Let me hear that one more time, 10 verse 9. Listen to what he says in 10 verse 9.
Look at the rock, chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, why is earth and ashes proud? There is not a more wicked thing than a covetous man. For such an one fitteth his own soul to sell, because while he lives, he cast away his body.
You see what you do? So what happens, what we do, we'll be enticed with the fact that we'll shun the mighty one. And we'll go all the way in. Then all of a sudden, when things don't go right, but you can be put in a position, and Yahweh have you to bring it out, and you don't know why you brought it out, but you brought it just enough for it to get to our death, and now we got to expound on it more perfectly, then get it back to you, and then now you take your time, you sit down with the information we're gonna bring. For the rest of the weekend, make some separate examinations. But if you want your mighty one to intervene, he not intervene on you saying you the true Jew, because that's not so. Or them saying they are the Jewish, and it's a whole lot of stuff I've heard. There's so much that I'm gonna let you hear it first, then we'll expound on it. I heard so much, I just don't believe it. But what we're saying, in Thomas, verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah, listen to me good in Thomas, verse 3. What does it say in Thomas, verse 3?
Okay. Going to the book of Thomas. Let me get it out real quick. Going to the book of Thomas, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
You see that? So until you know yourself, then it can expose if everybody got to know themselves. And that's when you can expose everybody else, once you know yourself. See, long you tussling back, you being the true Jew, the Jews are black and they the 12 tribes of Israel. No, ain't none of that so. Ain't none of that so. See, the Jews ain't black and the 12 tribes, it's no such thing as Jew to them, period. See, It ain't no what they call it word. It says how to use that word. They say this word Jew is it's short for Judah. No, it ain't short for no Judah. It ain't short for the Judah. It's just a wrong word. Period. That's simple as that. It ain't short for no Judah. That's they call that low poodle teaching. That ain't no high voice teaching. No.
Hallelujah.
That word don't work at all. Everybody have to identify by a father. There ain't no Jew got no father. There ain't no Jewish got no father. So man, one of them don't work. Father to the Jew, who the father to the Jewish. Man, one of them don't work. It don't even work with the Sixth Anointed Camp. Don't even work. The word don't even entertain the word because it don't work. Because the children of Israel, it's in Exodus chapter 1:1-7. It's the birth certificate of the children of Israel, the Israelites. That's the end of it. Birth certificate right there. Ain't nobody in there named Jew. Ain't nobody named Jewish. And the word black is can be used 5-6 different ways. And we're going to break that down probably next week to show you the word black depends on what how they use it in this case. The Bible have a 11:6, a double meaning to it, 43:28 of Sirach. It have a double meaning to it. You see a word one way, this time you read it, it might mean totally different. Most of the time you see the word in black, it's talking about the position that the peoples of Israel in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not a color. But all that you will learn from the 12 anointed and all 6 camps of boys of the Jewish life, they'll sit you down and learn you more perfectly than how to say the right thing. Since you have the platform, now it's time for you to say the right thing. Since you got the platform, they're going to put a microphone up under your mouth, let you talk. Now, why don't you say the right thing? So, hey, Mother E, let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 and 33. What can we read, Mother E, in Matthew 6, verse 24 and 33? What can we read?
Look at Matthew chapter 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, verse 24 and 33. What can we read out of verses, Mother?
Look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 and 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah. So you got to seek Yahweh and his what, Mother? You got to seek Yahweh and his what? Oh.
Righteousness.
So if we sit down with the billionaires, some of his colleagues, what the first thing would of the 12 anointed that's on meat would tell what would we sit down and first put on the table, Mother E, and Brother Makai, don't be slow not to jump in there. What would we see? What would we say to those in that position, according to what we just got through reading? Come on.
What would you say to those? You would tell them to seek Yahweh first.
Mm-hmm. And it's righteousness.
And we'll tell them to see Yahweh's what, mother?
Right.
Yahweh's what? Oh, now. So then we'll ask the question, well, what is that? So now, here's where we come in at. What is that? Brother Micaiah, let's go to 625 of Deuteronomy. Get the foundation of what it is. 625. And then we'll go to 119, 142, 144. This is what we'll tell the big billionaire. This is what we'll tell the billionaire when we sit down with the billionaire. And we clear it just as the message was sent to us.
Right.
And they all used for answer. So
that's right.
Whoever left the message, we'll be able to get the message back. That you have to first seek you the four-letter man and his righteousness. And now we can find out what is his righteousness, because we can't leave no stone unturned. So we got to make sure you clear know what is his righteousness. What did it say there, young lion?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Deuteronomy. We're on chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at verse number 25. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, 25 reads, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, laws, before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us."
Mm-hmm. See, first thing we'll tell him, you got to seek the laws of Yahweh for his righteousness. You got to get approval of Yahweh's righteousness. And now we're going to find out his laws is his righteousness. That's what it said we'll tell you. We'll tell you about his righteousness. A mother Eve, have me Luke 12, 16 and 21. Just have it. To be patting that bold fear. He'd be there shortly. Come on there, young lion.
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, picking up at verse 142 and verse 144. The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 142 reads, "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth." Verse 144, "The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live."
Mm-hmm. So the first thing we're going to say is Revelation End Time Prophecy 2:9 and 3:9. That's what we're going to say first. See, the first thing we're going to say, and we're going to straighten it out, I'll drop the dramatics on it. Then, see, that's the first thing we're going to do. Well, see, this conversation is really a one-way street. So what we're going to do, we're going to look you straight up and tell you this. All these rules makers, and 2 verse 9, what it say?
In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the temple of Satan."
Which are of Satan, the devil. The one that say they are Jewish, they are of Satan, the devil. But he say, you are rich because you rich because Yahweh gave you something that we can read. He gave you something in Romans there, young lion. He gave you something in Romans chapter 3. This is where you rich at. So when you start boasting about your billions of dollars, but Yahweh don't tell you where you is rich at, Judah, Yada, Judah, where you rich at. He gonna tell you where you rich at. And this is where you gotta talk, where you rich at. Let's see what he says, where you rich at, that we can read in 3 verse 1. And what would make you rich in the Almighty? We'll find out. What it say there, young man?
The book of Romans, chapter 3, picking up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, what advantage then hath Yada do? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2. Must every way chiefly because that unto them was committed the word of Yahuwah.
See what is committed to us where we rich at Judah, the lead tribe out of 12, because unto us was given the word of Yahuwah. That's where you rich at. That's where you built the rich at. Because you carrying the word of Yahuwah. So can nobody hold no platform, no candle to you when you know, Judah, that you are the richest one of the world because you carrying the most powerful thing in the universe is his word. Can nobody stand in no arena with you? But you got some say, well, I don't believe that because I know he gave it to everybody. Then verse 4, I'll kick in on that. They don't say, no, I don't believe that. What make you any better than us? Well, then we'll read verse 4 and see what he says.
Hallelujah. Well. The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 4, read. Verse 4. Yahuwah forbid. Yes, let Yahuwah be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sins and might overcome. When you be judged, when you are judged.
Let every man, woman be a liar. The only one supposed to be speaking his word today is the tribe of Judah, the fourth son of Israel. They birth certificate in Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. Don't no other tribe will have no mouth going but one tribe. Judah. English word Judah is the only one of Obi having hands on the Bible. Don't no other nation have no business in the Bible unless you follow Judah's lead. He said, let every man and woman be a liar. He said, what advantage do they have? Cheaply. That was the word I heard. Cheaply. That means number one. And that was in Romans 3, 1 and 2. They was committed. The oracle, that means a word of Yahuwah. And then Paul precept that after he had talked to the Israelites that was in Rome. He wasn't satisfied with that. He took that same message. That same message you got to take. Whatever going on, at the head of everything, supposed to be Judah. Even Paul was telling the northern kingdom that. Now he was telling the northern kingdom the same thing that we can read. See, man, one day, if it's about the Bible, you supposed to go in the Bible and take care of business. He said this in the Bible that unto, and Paul was telling the northern kingdom that, a profound statement, and what we're going to get in about around about 2:13 somewhere. Let's see what we can get. Let me see if I find me a Bible and peep at it. But if you got the verse already there, young line, that's perfectly. Let me peep over there and see exactly where he said that too. And that's all we got to do is say, well, what this supposed to mean? We go to the Thessalonians book. And if you got the verse, you can go ahead and take off there. I'm quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 2.
Now we through with Romans. No, I'm through with Romans. I want the precept in the Thessalonica book now. Now we want to put a precept on it, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And to put a precept on it, we have to look at some verses. Let's see what it says in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. We want a precept on that. We want to seal a deal. So how we seal a deal? And we look at exactly what Paul says in First Thessalonians chapter 2, you might as well read 1 just to make it sound good. Then we'll read verse 4. And what does it say?
Okay, First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 4. Verse 1 reads, "For yourselves, brothers, know our interest in unto you, that it was not in vain." Verse 4. "But as we were allowed of Yahweh to be put in trust with the covenant, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Yahweh has tried our minds."
So we've been entrusted with what? What have we been entrusted with? He's letting the Israelites scatter all over there in Thessalonica to understand something. You got to bring them up. See, bring them up. So Paul was telling them that we have the advantage because of we've been what again? According to what you read in verse 4? What did it say?
Trusted with the covenant. Trusted with the covenant.
Hey, we've been entrusted with the covenant. So who supposed to do the talking? The one that you've been, and you know how you tell a person now, I'm entrusting you to bring, you know, hold it for me and put it aside. I'm trusting that you got it. You hold it for me. So now when he come back, he's looking for you. So you've been entrusted in to hold it for me to get back. So Yahweh is saying, listen, children of Israel, especially Judah, the lead tribe, you've been entrusted to hold my word down. So why is it any discrepancy about my word? And did you read them at birth that you've been entrusted with it out of all the nations? So you've been entrusted in his word. I mean, don't you teach your family that? So whatever that you have learned and you want to challenge back with them, you got to recognize something. We've been entrusted with this word.
That's right.
We recognize, Father, through you open your mouth up. Because we've been entrusted with this word. So, and we clear. Hey, Marie. We clear about some things that we can read that by being entrusted with this word. In St. John chapter 15, verse 20. So before you read that, give me 3:9 of Revelation there, young lion. And then Mother E, give me the 15th chapter of St. John, pick up verse 20. We'll read a little bit. Because see, but by being entrusted with this word, it ain't going to be no cakewalk. That's why Yahweh can tell you some things. And that's why it's so important for you, 12, to get your act together and get up off that milk and make sure you're on this team. Because we're going to read something in 1 Corinthians, whatever I told Mother, St. John chapter 15, verse 20, we're going to read a little bit, and he's going to tell you something in advance to make sure you be clear about it. And when it jump off, you say, oh, I was expecting that because I can read that. I've been already informed about that. Revelation 3:9 says what?
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, picking it up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogues of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you."
See it? See a man say it? I'm going to make them come to worship you before they feet. Now, the WCC said, now, see, you know, I heard enough. Now, what we get ready to do, we're going to mute the young lion for the rest of the broadcast. See it? So you see what happens? See, when you read stuff like that, you got to expect that. That's why we're telling you, 12, you got to step it up. So Mother Eve, you got to run solo all the way through the broadcast, because the big dignitary told me they unheard enough and the young lion will be mute out of the broadcast. You see that? That's how you learn. You got to know this way. And you understand you are the people of the book. And understand what's said, Mother. So now me and Mother, we got to take our time. And whenever we get Mother Z, jump in there with you, because the young lion got a M-U-T-E on him for the rest of the broadcast. Well, still, we should mute you, too. Well, that's up to you. If you mute me, then I guess mother have to run it all the way in. That's all I can tell you. So, I'll tell you, your strongest point is his word. Once you know his word, and you know that they are lying to you about who they are, because you don't know who you are. But once you know who you are, it's over with. But Yahuwah made a final statement there, Mother. Hey, Mother E, listen to what Yahuwah says in the 15th chapter, verse 20. Let's read a little bit. Look what he says here that we can read. You on the clock, come on.
Book of John, chapter 15, verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Yahuwah. But they have persecuted me. They will also persecute you. If they have kept
hold that part, Mother. Hold that part. Hold that part, Mother. Hold that part right there. Now you hear what he's saying. Now listen, this good talk he's saying. He's telling you, hey, I want you to remember. Sure, you carry his word. But it ain't going to be no cakewalk with you carrying his word now. Remember, he's saying, if they persecuted me, they also going to persecute you. Oh, I know I'm an Israelite now. I know. Not, but it is some territory of a price that you have to pay. And I ain't going to let you get away because I've told you the one thing I'm going to break is my word. Once you know who you are and can prove it, they persecuted me and they're going to persecute you. So, Mother Z, we might as well get a precept on that, Mother Z, by going, looking at 16:33 of St. John, Mother Z. We might as well get a precept on that. So if you clear, this is going to be the condition of the battle in 2 Ezra, chapter 7, 56 and 57. This is the condition of the battle. He said, now once you got my word and you can prove who you are and your responsibility, it's going to not fire to them. And they're going to do the same thing they've done to the young lion, put a MUTE on him. Nuke not the broadcast. See? That's why you got to get the word down pat. 16:33 says what? Bring it.
The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33 reads.
Verse 33. What do you read?
Verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So, hey, Mother, if they're playing, they let you know that you don't think you're just going to be a patty cake, make dough man. No. You're going to have some trouble.
Right.
When you understand this system has been put up through falsehood and wickedness, and now it's a mystery can flat out unravel all the mysteries from the pages of the book. Don't you know he come behind that? So don't all of a sudden now, but remember what he says in 2 Timothy. I'm going to come back to 15:20 in a minute, that mother. But you got your five marks. Put your mark up in there, because we got to walk it down a little bit. And we got to hold down, because the fox tail have been lit and the curtain hair went up. So, and that's why that black book plays a very part. We ain't going nowhere until we understand what's going on. That black book we got, until we see that black book works properly, Yahuwah just going to watch you. That's why you got to step it up. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 says what? What do you say when you read, Mother?
Second Timothy chapter 1.
Verse 6 and verse 7.
Okay, Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. Okay. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. Verse 7. For Yahweh had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I don't know how far you should go. Verse 8.
You hear, Mother? You hear what he said? So he said he didn't give us the spirit of what? He didn't give you the spirit of fear. You was created for these moments right now. You was created for these moments right now. He did not put that spirit of fear on you by watching that one-eyed Satan and not knowing what this Bible's saying. He gave you the power, and the power is in his word. Matter of fact, let's get a precept and show you the power in his word. The power is in the word, Mother. We're going to 1745 of 1 Samuel. And we're going to bring Mother Z in and let Mother Z address this national audience. And then we'll take it on in. See one thing about it. We got to be prepared to take it on in.
Right then.
Because this ministry's job. So what now, Mother? What'd you say, Mother?
You said 1 Samuel 15. What were the verses?
We'll make it 1745 there, Mother. Make it 1745. How about that?
Okay. 1745.
Yeah, first how about Samuel. That?
Okay. First Samuel chapter 17. Verse 45. Verse
let's try a little bit of that, Mother.
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thus comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom God has defied. 46.
Greg, give me a little bit more.
This day will the Yahweh deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the horses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts.
You hear that, Mom? You hear that kind of talk? You hear that kind of talk? Listen. See, we know. See, we clear that we can the word of Yahweh. And we know by us can the word of Yahweh, but we got to be clear what he said. He going to do all that, and what name is he going to take care of the other nations, Mother? And the other nation was the Philistines at that time, but what did he say he was going to do, and what, according to what we can read? Now, what did he say again, Mother? He said of a final statement how he was going to do this business. He made it plain, Mother. So how is he going to do this business again, Mother, that we can read? I'm up. I ain't gonna do this business. Yes. What he say?
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Read verse 45. We won't know how is he gonna do this business. He tells us in 45, Mother, exactly how is he gonna take care of this business. And if you won't take care of business today, you got to have you some 1 Samuel 17:45 in you. What is saying verse 45 there, Mother?
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistines, thus cometh to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom thus hast defied.
Yeah, Mother. So Mother, what are we working with, huh? So what is the six anointed camps of bosses over two Israelites? What are we working with, Mother? According to this verse right here in 45, what did David say that he working with, and the same thing David working with, we working with? What is that, Mother?
He working with Yahweh of hosts.
We working with the name of Yahweh of Israel. We ain't talking no Lord God and Jesus and Allah and Buddha. We talking the name of them four letters, YHWH. That's what we got to lay on the table and tell all them big dignitaries that boasting about all what they have. Until you get that name right, whatever battle you trying to win now, you're not going to win it. Because the Almighty is not going to supersede until you get the name right. And the name right is the four letters, YHWH.
Right.
So the six anointed camp is not getting on the battle with you at all. But we'll give you the tools to work with. All that stuff is you have in your head. By you the richest man in the world and you lay your life down and all that. No, you got to be seasoned by the six anointed camps of brought over to his life on the name and his ways. Then Yahweh will intervene. So we'll show you and give you the tools. So it's up to you. It's up to you to take them.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we expose who you are and you understand, then you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but some things have got to happen. Let's go back to that St. John again, Mother. We're going to St. John again. We read the 15th chapter, verse 20. Let's read a little bit more because he warned us. He warned us, Mother. So you got a marker already in St. John chapter 15, verse 20. We read 20, but he warned us about something, Mother. What do you tell us that we can read in verse 21? Let's read a little bit. 15:21 of St. John.
St. John chapter 15, verse 21. Verse 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Verse 22.
You see that, Mother? You see that? See, all the things they're going to do, they're going to always do, you know, the first thing they'll do, they'll start pulling back the thing that they gave you. They might give you a contract. They might give you some sneakers, let you get some sneakers, and they get all type of things. Then as soon as you cross them up, they snatch it back. But one thing can nobody take from you is the word of Yahweh. See, now, back up and give me that Luke behind that. Let's go to Luke 12:16-21. See, what we got to understand, everything in this world is temporary. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Don't put all your eggs in the basket on this world, because another man that made the same conclusion, but Yahweh said something to him. We're going to Luke chapter 12, verse 16 and 21, Mother. We're going to see what it says. We can read Luke chapter 12, verse 16 and 21. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 16 and verse 21. Verse 16, and he speaketh parables unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth many. Verse 21. So if he that layeth up treasures, did I read all that first?
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We got a lot of time anyway, but we might read down for the mass in order to understand this. This rich man is just like the rich billionaire that's running his mouth right now, the billionaire. We got a billionaire running his mouth right now by he the richest black man that ever lived. So he giving all his credit to the world. And we know clearly Satan run the world. So now here's a rich man in a case of point. He's going to brag about how rich he is. Let's read a little bit of his story because we got a lot of time now, Mother. So we might as well just let the national audience, over 600,000 plus, which says WCC, it's way more than that, sir, but we ain't going to tell you. Well, that's on you. So the point that we're making is this. The world brags about what they have temporarily. This rich man going to be talking his talk right now. So this is a rich man, and Yahuwah was giving a parable about this rich man. Now, what's the next verse say about the rich man, Mother? The next verse.
Verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to restore my food. Verse 18. And he said,
hold that part right there. Hold that part, Mother. I got to get in on that. Because I was listening at the answer machine, and with someone was saying that, well, you know, I'm doing this, but I can just go to Hawaii somewhere. I can take all my money. I can go to a warrior. I'm doing this for you. How you doing for us, Hallelujah, Lord God and Jesus? And you are with people saying you just as much as they are. You are the true Jews, and they are the, you know, they Jews, you Jews. Folks, none of that don't work with the Bible open. No, so none of that works. We are Israel, the Israelites. If any one of them Israelites, you can wake up in eternity to come, and you say, you know, you was called a Jewish. What? Where did that name come from? Who name is that? Jew and Jewish. That we never was called that. That's not our birth certificate name. Did anybody read Exodus chapter 1:1-7? Ain't never got no name called no Hebrew Israelite, black Jew, and Jewish. That's not our birth certificate name. He said, did y'all read Exodus chapter 1:1-7? When the father called out all of his 12 boys and gave them their birth certificate, and he didn't call now one of them no Jew. Now one of them no Jewish. That is a trap from Satan and devil. And long as you get caught up on that, you got to be pulled to the side and talk more perfectly. You're not no Hebrew Israelite. No. You are Israel, the Israelite. Out of the 12 tribes of Israel, and Judah is the lead. The only one member of the 12 will be talking in these days is Judah. All other 11 tribes supposed to hush up and just get in where they've been in at under Judah. What you mean, WCC, what can we read that at? Well, Mother, let's detour for a minute there, Mother. Since the WCC, the 500 million members, won't know where they can read that at. Let's read a little bit of that, Mother, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
By going to... let's first go to Judges just for a minute. I want to come back to Corinthians. Let's go to Judges for a minute, Demo. we got a little time, and we'll bring Mother E in and let Mother E address this national audience. But let's show you, when a question was asked, who's supposed to do what in Judges chapter 1? Let's see what happens if we can read Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let's see if we read what we just saying, Mother. Then we'll bring Mother Z in, let her address this national audience, and then we'll get back on whatever we own after Mother E addressed this national audience. Let's go to Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, he came to say that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hands.
Ain't that nice, Mother? Hey, Mother, ain't that nice?
Right.
That's nice. Yeah. See, I mean, that make that. I know that make you smile. I'm happy too. So we know clearly that if something gonna happen, Judah gonna leave. But one thing about it, 14 verse 9, it was a statement made that we're supposed to never forget in Numbers 14 verse 9, Mother. Now, the only way this going to work, Mother, is in Numbers 14, verse 9. This is the only way it's going to work. Numbers 14, verse 9.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Read. Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Honor they are not you against the Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
And that not a He tell you, listen, nobody got no defense when you in this Bible. Nobody can hold up with you in this Bible. But you have to know that you are Israel, the Israelite. And you can't accept no other name. You can't be hearing about you no Hebrew Israelite, no black Jew, and they call themselves the white Jew. None of that. You ain't hearing none of that. Your birth certificate is in Numbers chapter 1, 1 through 7. Now, the first one showed me the Jew, the Hebrew Israelite, or the Jewish in the birth certificate or Exodus 1 through 7. You show me that, I pack up and go home. I pack up and go home. That's simple as that. Now, let's come back to that Luke again, Mother. So now we find out this rich man, he's trying to make a decision. I got all the money in the world. I got billions of everything. So now I'm a rich man. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to do what the rich man say he's going to do in verse 17, Mother, and Luke 12, 17, talking about this rich man. What did he say he was going to do again in verse 17?
Luke 12, verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to restore my fruit.
Mm-hmm. So them puffed up spirits ain't going to get it. See, the first thing, we don't care about your money because Yahweh want to give it and Yahweh take it away. We don't care about your money. So all that about how much you got and your mission that you own to, you doing this because you're tired of your people suffering. Well, who is your people? I didn't hear nothing said about your people. I didn't hear none time. of who your peoples are. Your peoples are not the Jew. Your peoples are not Jewish. Your peoples is the Israelites of the Bible. Now you're talking. See? See, now you're talking. By going, well, I can take mine and go sit on Dr. Bay out there and over there in Hawaii somewhere. Well, you might can do that, but you got to fight the cause right. Now, you got to sit down with the people of the book, and we'll show you now, since you got the platform, now how to properly use it by knowing who you are, Mr. Billionaire. We'll give you tools to work with. Now, come on, read a little bit more, Mother. Let's read a little bit more.
Verse 18.
Yeah, what 18 say?
And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barn and build greater. And there will I restore all my fruit and my goods. Verse 19.
Okay, good. Okay, hold that part 18. Now, I was listening at the answer machine. He said that, I write my own check. Everybody else got to get paid from somebody else. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You write your own check. That's a good thing. But now you got to write the check in the right way. Sure, you able to talk your talk. But you got to talk the right things. So you got to come sit down with the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite and learn more perfectly what to say now. You got the platform now. That's a good thing. But now we got a steal on you what to say more perfectly. This is about Yahweh's will, and you've been chosen to be out there now. But now you got to sit down at the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite and learn your true mission and what you got to be about more perfectly. So we can help you get there. Because he was told us, read another verse. Give me another verse, Mother. Wait, what verse is he in now?
Verse 19.
Verse what? Okay, 19. What does 19 say, Mother?
I will say to my stuff has much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
You see, the rich man said. The rich man said that I can lead. So now he want to be a self leader. I can lead and go to Hawaii. And I can disappear. But I got a calling on me to stay here and help you come out. No, you can't stay here. See, that's the part I get puffed up. I'm the richest black man that ever lived on the planet Earth. No, you're not. Because he's going to tell you plainly in verse 21. Now, we'll skip 20 and get right down to verse 21. What did Yahweh say after you heard all that good talk? Verse 21 and 22.
Verse 21.
Let's see what. See, Yahweh heard the big billionaire do all that great big talking, Mother. Now, Yahweh getting ready to respond to the big billionaire through the page of the book in verse 21 and 22. What did he say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 21 and verse 22. Verse 21. So if he that lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards Yahweh, verse 22. And he said unto his fathers, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Verse 23. The life is more
than...
That's
good, Mother. Well, that's good, Mother. We're not going to beat it. I'll just paraphrase a little bit of that. What he's trying to tell you, because you got the platform now, don't put all your all and no Yahweh in front of you. Yahweh is the one who gave it to you. Yahweh took it away from you.
Right.
What you're supposed to do in this is get up on the borders of a true Israelite. Lay low, do what you can, the ministry, and lay low. Just as you drop the message on the machine, condition you in now, we're giving you an avenue how to come up out of it. Lay low, listen to the word, learn the word a little bit more perfectly. But remember, Yahweh the one give it, and he's taking it away. You got to be rich in him. Not Lord, not God, not Jesus, not Allah, not Buddha, not Christian, not Jew, not Hebrew, Israelite, none of that. You got to know who you are, and we can get you there. So we will be able to respond to you in grand style. But some things you got to know, and we're going to read a little bit what you got to know. I'll tell you what, let's bring Mother in. Let's bring Mother Z in. Maybe Mother Z got something to add to this. And hey, Mother Z, Travel Yacht God Judah. Yacht Bitch C. Roy.
Yeah, well, bless and keep you, see you, Israel, of all your seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, now we know, you know, you heard the best of them do some talking, and right now the best of them doing some talking. But they're going to learn the truth. They're going to come to us. So now what you want to add to that, or whatever the Almighty put on you on tape number 3, on this unlocking the biblical mystery, the deep, dark sense of the Bible. You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read in some chapters about wisdom. Just a minute. Wisdom. I'm just going to read about wisdom, some chapters about wisdom. And I'm going to Isaiah 10 and 13. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 13. For he said, by the strength of my hand, I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am produced. Oh no. That's it. Chapter 10, verse 13. Okay, wait just a minute. Let's see. Okay, I start reading 10:10. As my hand have found the kingdom of the fathers, and who giveth image did excel then for Yada Judah and for Samaria. Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Yahweh Judah and her idols. Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Yahweh has performed his whole word upon works upon the mouth of Yahweh Judah and on Yahweh Judah, I will punish them fruits of the stony mind for the kingdom of the assembly and the honor of heals. Will punish their fruit for the stony mind
of the kingdom of Assyria and the honor of his high look. But he said, by the strength of my hand, I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am produced and have removed the bondage bounds of the people and have robbed their treasure, and I have pulled down the inheritance like a violent man. Verse 14. And my hand have formed as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And thus there was none that moved the wind, the wings of the wings are open, their mouth are proceeded. And then I want to read about some wisdom in Isaiah 29:14. Isaiah 29:14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder of the wisdom of these wise men shall praise and perish, and the understanding and understand of the pruning man shall be hit. Heels. Verse 15. Woe unto them that speak deep to hide their counsel from the Yahweh, and their works are in the darkness, and they say, woe.
They say, who seeth
us, and who knoweth us? Stop reading. I don't know. Verse 16. Surely you turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the pot of clay. What shall the workman say of him that made it? He made me not, or shall the things formed say of him that formed it? He has not understood, no understanding. Verse 17, I'm stopping. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be the same as a forest?
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, there, Mother Z, hallelujah, on that. So, but see, we want to make sure that the big dignitaries, they don't got themselves painted into a corner, how to get out of it. Mm-hmm. Understand that whatever we go through today, what can we read, Mother? What can we read in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24? What can we read in Proverbs 20, verse 24? Whatever's going on today, yeah, we're going to Proverbs 20, verse 24, Mother E.
Okay.
What do Proverbs 20, verse 24 say?
Proverbs 20, 24. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 24, read. Man, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. Man, gone are of the Yahweh. How can a man then understand his own way?
So, see, man's going is of Yahweh. See, whatever man's doing, Yahweh already know what you're doing, why you're doing it. All goings is of Yahweh.
Right.
So we have to make sure we're clear that whatever going on in today's society, a man's doing is by the hand of Almighty One. He the one making things happen. Because he done read the book and know that he the one created man. And then one thing about it, again, that statement that was made, I can take my money and I can go to Hawaii. Why you want to go to Hawaii for? Let's see what the Bible say where you ought to be trying to think about getting to in Psalm chapter 48, verse 1 and 2. Let's find out in the Bible what you supposed to be trying to get to. Psalm 48. Verse 1 and 2, that Mother E. Let's find out what we will be trying to focus on getting to. Not a wife. No. Let's go to Psalms chapter 48, verse 1 and 2, Mother. Hey, Mother E. Psalm 48, 1 and 2. Let's find out what we need to go to. Come on.
Psalm chapter 48, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, read. Yes. Yeah. Great is the Yahweh, and greater to be praised in the city of our Yahweh, in the mountains of his holiness, righteousness. Verse 2. Beautiful position. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Yahweh Judah on the side of the north. The city of the great king.
So, Mother, so what is the greatest city of all on earth? Judah. It's in the capital of the world, Ezekiel 5:5. So the greatest city of the world is the land where we came from called Judah. That is the greatest city of the world, not Hawaii, not Las Vegas. The greatest city of the whole planet is where you want to try to get to in the mind before you worry about some Hawaii, is the land of Judah, which is in Ezekiel 5:5, we're not going to read, and that's the center capital of the world. So that's what we want to get back to. And now let's go find out who are the we, and who are we. Now I'll tell you what, give me Jeremiah for time's sake. Go to Jeremiah 10:23, that Mother. Hey, Mother E, we run to Jeremiah 10:23. Jeremiah 10, verse 23.
Okay.
Let's see precept that Proverbs 20, verse 24, that's man doing are in the hand of our mighty one, the four letters. We're going to precept that to the book of Jeremiah 10:23.
Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 23, reads, O Yahweh, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that worketh, that walketh to direct his steps. Verse 24.
Mm-hmm. So you hear that, mother? So we know man's ways. Man would say a lot of things because he ain't got no book. But see, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, so if we watching man's mouth talk, that's why we got all these messages on the answer machine on men doing some lot of talking. But you ain't talking the right way for Yahweh to intervene. He just going to watch you. We're going to 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11. Let me show you something what Yahweh think about you when you just, you know, run the mouth out and ain't got no book. We're going to 1 4, verse 10 and 11. What that say there, Mother E?
Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold covenant of Yahweh. Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the articles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified, honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So if any man gonna minister, and see, if you want the six anointed camps to minister to you, we're going to use the Bible and show you what the Bible says. We're not going to get there and get into our feelings. So we're going to show what the Bible's saying, but saying you got to be rich in your mighty one, because the mighty one made a profound statement in Matthew before he passed it on, that mother. He said something in Matthew 28. That's why we got to make sure we bring him in every time we get opportunity to say something. Let's bring him in Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. Let's talk about our mighty one, mother, in Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19.
Okay. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and verse 19. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 reads, And Yahweh came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the righteous Spirit.
Mm-hmm. He said, now go teach all nations. You see that, mother? He said, now you go teach all nations, and let's find out all nations he wants you to go and teach. He's telling 12. He's age 12. Go teach all nations now, 12. We're going to Amos chapter 9 and a closing statement, mother. And you still tall in grand style, Mother E and Mother Z. Because one thing about it, the wicked always got something to do, but that's okay. We'll get at them again tomorrow at 6 p.m. for some more on special edition called Thursday evening. We'll get back a little bit more on all the stuff that's going on. But He wants you to go teach all nations, mother. Let's find who this all nation is that he wants the 12 to go teach. And you today, Amos 9:9, and a closing statement says what?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will come, and I will scatter the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is scattered in a sieve. It shall not be grain fall upon the earth.
You see that, mother? So he wants us to teach all nations of Israel first. So we got to teach all nations of Israel first. Israel, the Israelite. That's what we got to do first. That's why the 12 got to come together and come off that milk and get on that meat, because the world is crying and all want to have the answer in these days is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. That's it. That's why we got to step to the plate, mother. Close to your mother, we'll catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Excellent on your part. Mother, take your time to see your closing statement. Come on.
Thank you, praise Yahweh for his class. Thank you, praise Yahweh for being able to be in the class. And I'm going to read Psalms 103. I'm going to start at 18. I'm going to read to 22. Psalms chapter 103, verse 18. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Verse 19. Yahweh has prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Verse 20. Bless the Yahweh, you hear ministers, spirits that excel in strength, that do hear for instruction, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye Yahweh, all you his hosts, yea, ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Yahweh, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent, mother. Catch everybody Wednesday. For tomorrow, Wednesday night, 6 p.m.
I feel like Black Lives Matter is like a warm water, it's a hot shower, and White Lives Matter is a cold shower. The funny thing about woke culture is not really woke like that. A lot of times people, they would rather just exist inside of the pain of a lie than deal with the harsh realities of the truth. But for look further, look at like JFK, how many documentaries there are on what happened there. Like, as a people, we are a sophisticated people that have to look in and be willing to challenge things. Not just take what the media has fed us. The interview we had was amazing, and the exact people who sent people on the street for Black Lives Matter were able to derail the interview and a lot of the ideas just based off the main comment. I'm sorry, I was distracted by these people honking over here. With Nori is my brother. He's under a lot of pressure. If you look at the first thing it said, Nori does the interview with Rosenberg. But what's the exact thing I was saying? I said the Jewish media controls so many things. It's not all the Jewish people, but there's specifically Jewish people in media that are in power that try to make things false the black voice, but they haven't been able to buy my voice. So instead, they blackball me, they threaten people to not interview me, they threaten people to get away from me.
Yeah.
Just like poking at me, like I changed my name. I cast it to Ali. You respect me as a man, as a man, that my name is Jay, that I have the right to choose what my name is. So when media does that, it's already disrespect. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, they don't say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much, you got to fight just to say who you are. You know, I'm $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, they don't say I'm a narcissist, right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. The media does that, it's already disrespect. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, they don't say I'm a narcissist. Right? But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say, you know, Rod Jack from the documentary, from the Candace Owens documentary was, I felt like it was a setup. I felt that in the documentary, if you look at it, he told his roommates, they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. Well, who is they? I'm going to pose that as a question. As opposed to, you know, giving you some kind of theory that I can't pinpoint. And this idea of these martyrs that we have, it's 14 kids who die in Chicago every single day. And they have this Jewish media, black media, trauma culture, trauma economy, the stuff that Charlemagne the God works for, the stuff that Rosenberg works for, the stuff that academics, the guys, the academics, you got to understand all these people that y'all listening to out here, I'm going to tell y'all, they getting their checks cut. You know, and y'all, I need y'all to really respect what I'm doing, the stuff that I'm doing that I'm saying online, and love the fact, look, I got money, I got my songs, you can go off and just go to, you know, Hawaii and live a nice life. That means that God has called me to sacrifice all of that in order to bring the truth. That's what I'm saying. They don't cut my check. You listen to people that's getting their check cut by Jewish media. George Soros, come and meet with me directly. I told you, you ain't going to send none of these people that you usually send. Charlemagne, we know all the names. Nuri is a good guy. Like he said, he called me this morning. He said, maybe politics is a little bit too much for me. Giving a platform. There's no free thought anymore. I give you one last bar before I get on this flight. And in order for us to evolve, we have to work.